This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for June 22nd, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Lamb of God will bring their Omens tour with Killswitch Engage, Baroness, and Suicide Silence to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 21st. Tickets are on sale right now. Check the events calendar at mistresscarrie.com for the link. A recent Rolling Stones documentary series celebrating the band's 60th anniversary is now set for a U.S. premiere. The show is called My Life as a Rolling Stone, and it's set to air on Epix on August 7th. The show, originally debuted by the BBC, explores the Rolling Stones through individual portraits of the core quartet: Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, and Charlie Watts. And according to an article in Deadline, the four episodes are going to showcase the musicians' personalities, cultural impact, and personal challenges that they've overcome. Epix has also announced the four-part docuseries called Women Who Rock. It's set to premiere on Sunday, July 10th. The Epix original from John Varvatos and Derek Murray's Network Entertainment pays homage to female pioneers in music who have stormed the stage, wielded their instruments, amplified their voices, and sung the soundtracks of our lives. The stories are told in their words. Generations of iconic female artists discuss truth, defiance, artistic expression, hard-won success, and most importantly, the insights and tales behind their timeless music. The docuseries features original interviews with Nancy Wilson from Heart, Shania Twain, Chaka Khan, Pat Benatar, Mavis Staples, Sheryl Crow, Sheila E., Macy Gray, Ricky Lee Jones, Nora Jones, Amy Mann, Tori Amos, Kate Pearson, Tina Weymouth, St. Vincent, Jody Watley, and Nona Hendricks. The first episode of the second season of Psycho Schizo Espresso, the video podcast from Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson and Oxford University psychologist and best-selling author Dr. Kevin Dutton, has officially launched. During the 45-minute discussion, Dickinson and Dutton touched upon a number of topics, including how Bruce Dickinson had a newly discovered species of spider named after him, and how a recent study in Finland showed that heavy metal is good for your mental health. The Jerry Garcia Foundation has partnered with Starkive for a new project. They've announced a first-of-its-kind, fan-enriched Jerry Garcia Archive project, the Jerry Garcia Archive. It's a new community resource created to preserve the historical and artistic contributions of one of rock and roll's greatest legends. The organization will begin accepting community contributions this August and host a benefit concert to celebrate the launch. Turnstile have announced more fall dates for their Turnstile Love Connection Tour. The tour gets underway on October 3rd in New York and wraps up on November 19th at Boston's Roadrunner. Pre-sale tickets for the tour are on sale today, with tickets going on sale to the general public coming up tomorrow at 10 a.m. Speaking of extended tour dates, Judas Priest have extended their tour, and that includes a date in Boston. Judas Priest and Queensryche will hit the MGM Music Hall at Fenway coming up on October 16th. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. Evanescence lead singer Amy Lee has teamed up with Eurythmics co-founder Dave Stewart to record a reimagined version of the Everly Brothers classic Love Hurts. The new version is set to be released this Friday, June 24th, via Bay Street Records. And fans can watch the official music video for the song right now ahead of Friday's release. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss have added five more dates to their upcoming 2022 tour. The new dates include September 9th at the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston and September 10th at the Mashantucket, Connecticut Premier Theater at Foxwoods Resort Casino. Steel Panther parted ways with their original guitarist Lexi Fox about a year ago, and the band has since had numerous fill-in bass players and received a ton of auditions, but they have still not found the right guy. And according to lead singer Michael Starr and drummer Stick Zedinia in a new interview for Ramzine, the band isn't too confident they'll ever find a permanent replacement for Lexi Fox. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 107, featuring Pat Badger from Extreme, is available now.